Peace, peace, peace. What's good? What's good? How you feeling? I'm feeling chill, calm, at ease, peaceful, grateful. I feel balanced. I feel pretty balanced. I'm glad I feel balanced, even though my tripod is not balanced. I'm still dealing with this broken tripod, but you know what? It's okay. If you saw my other episode, I'm still on the same energy. I know that it's going to work out where I'll be able to fix this tripod until I can get another one, or hopefully I'll be able to get another one before I leave on my move. I don't know why I just haven't exactly been ready to share 111, my new beginning of where I'm going and where I'm gonna be living in Mexico. I almost just said it. It was like at the tip of my tongue, but I just said Mexico. But I feel within these next few days I will. And I keep a lot of things private because, for one, not everybody is meant to know everything. Not everybody has intentions that we would like everybody to have when it comes down to whatever it is. And so I've been very, I feel like I've been both in my life. I've been the type where I find something out and then I just share it and I just say it and express it with others. And I've realized when I've also done that before it's time for me to share it out into the world, things happen and things get in between. Whatever energy it is that begins to coexist with whatever I'm creating or whatever that situation is. And sometimes it just doesn't end up working out after all. Sometimes it just happens to not turn out to be the way that I thought it was going to turn out to be. And reflecting on those times, it helps me to realize when I've jumped the gun and shared things before it's ready. And when I've had that balance and that calm and that peace of mind where I just let myself sit with it, I just let my own self absorb it, and I let the energy guide me to know when it's actually that divine time, 333, when everything's aligned together to now share it off into the world and put it out into the universe. Oh man. And that's what I've been doing with my move here in Mexico and my move to where I'm moving to in Mexico. Literally everything has already worked out. It's funny how it actually all started. It started with me coming to visit my dad in Mexico. After not seeing him for so many years, and since I was already here, I decided I want to go and experience and explore the beautiful Mexico that I see on videos and I hear about. And I took off and I did. I went all the way from Mexico to Chiapas, all the way down Chiapas, all the way to Palenque, which is still Chiapas. from Palenque all the way down to Mérida to Valladolid, which was accidental, actually. We didn't intend to go to Valladolid, but we ended up there. I actually have a funny video, and it's not funny, but I have a video talking about how we ended up getting stuck in Valladolid because we got off on the wrong exit. I'll be uploading that that episode that I actually have with my mom, and I'll upload it when I feel guided to upload it. But so from Valladolid to Cancun, which is where we were supposed to end up, Cancun to Tulum to Bacalar to Chetumal, I forgot about Guatemala, actually. In Chiapas, we actually went to Guatemala also, which was also really cool. But yeah, so I was traveling around and I decided that I felt an energy somewhere that was guiding me to start a new life there. And literally everything has aligned and fit together so perfectly. When I am talking about so perfectly and so aligned effortlessly on my end, I mean, of course I'm there putting in the effort, but when I say effortless, I'm talking about me taking one step and source, universe puts that next step there that I need to take after that for me. I take one step and the next step shows up. I take that step, the next step shows up. I take that next step, the next step shows up. And yeah, there could be these little, it's not like it's all just so perfect. But in the reality of it, when you look at the way things just align, it does seem to be just so perfect and just so beautiful the way everything aligns for you. Especially, I'm now experiencing the difference of forcing something to happen and just allowing yourself to feel and receive the guidance and acting on that, and how everything just, as I'm saying, perfectly, effortlessly just aligns and just flows and begins to exist physically. I'm now noticing the differences of forcing things and allowing and the forcing. When I was trying to force things, yeah, things would present itself to me to show me alignment in different ways, in many different ways. However, now that I know I'm following my divine path, I know I'm following my alignment, I know I'm stepping into the purpose of why I came here to exist here in this physical body, in this human experience as a spiritual being, as Cindy, which is not who I am, it's just my name. But now that I am embodying my full essence of who I am, that full presence of who I am, and I'm allowing myself to be guided into the unknown, blindfolded, like I'm quite literally stepping into the unknown. But I have this knowingness within my heart, within my soul, and my entire being that is showing me that this is the path I am meant to be on. And through me allowing and not forcing or resisting anything from happening or not wanting a certain thing to happen, I'm literally open to whatever it is. I'm open to whatever's meant for my highest good. I'm open for it to happen however it's meant to happen, however it's meant to work out for me. I'm open for it. If something's not in the cards, I'm open for that. If something happens to work out differently than how I may have maybe thought it to have to work out, I'm totally open with that. And on this other end, when I was trying to force, when I was resisting changes, when I was resisting a certain situation, when I was resisting emotions, when I was resisting my intuition, when I was just resisting and resisting, I can see how I was receiving alignment to try to guide me into this path. I was receiving little nudges. I was receiving this help from the universe and from source to align me with where the path I am meant to be on. Which regardless, I know that wherever we are, however we are, in whatever situation and state of mind, we're where we need to be regardless. So all these times I was resisting, I was where I was meant to be, because there was things I needed to learn. I needed to learn how to let go of forcing things. I needed to learn how to let go of trying to control situations and scenarios, and trying to control who stays in my life, trying to control who comes into my life, trying to control where I go, when I go, how I go, just so many different things. I needed all of this to now help me be more in this alignment, to now notice the differences where I can look at both. I can look at both sides and I can see how this was serving me for me to grow, but how it was also not serving me in the best way to be able to be in this space. Since, however, it's like, yes, we are always, everything is as it's meant to be. But through our choices, we can fast forward the process. Things don't have to be delayed. Things don't have to take a long time. Things don't have to be put on a pause. Things don't have to be difficult. We ourselves make things more difficult through our choices. Through our choices, through our perception, through who and how it is that we choose to be and take things and receive things or react to things. Just because I was where I was meant to be when I was here doesn't mean that through choices I could have fast forward my process to be where I am right now in this alignment. So, yes, you are always where you're meant to be, because there's always, even in this space, there's so much growth here. There's so much still for me to continue working on and continue growing in and continue being more of myself, so I can continue to be more aligned and follow along my journey of my purpose. But through our choices, there is just, it's like an arrow. I really like to think of this scenario of the bow and arrow, because through a simple choice, through a choice to follow our intuition, to follow our divine guidance that we feel within, it's just a force that lives within us. Through that, we can be that, it's like one choice can launch us back, like a bow and arrow, it can launch us back to launch us forward. Through one choice, we can choose to do that. That's why I was saying, as far as things don't have to take a long time, things don't have to take forever, they don't have to be delayed, you don't have to be put in a pause or any of that. By one choice, we can create a movement, we can create momentum to be able to launch us forward into a higher aligned timeline. And I'm just thinking too, there's no right or wrong of where you are. Also, it's not about trying to get to anywhere. It's like they say, it's about the journey. It's not about the destination. It's not at all about the destination. It really truly is about the journey. It's about the journey of being on this end and getting to this other end. It's about the pulling back of the arrow and the letting go, releasing and trusting that when you let go of that arrow, it's going to go forward depending on where, on the angle, depending on how far you pull it back. But it's about trusting and allowing yourself to see where that arrow is going to go once you release it. There's a lot of trust that goes into releasing that bow and arrow. Trust in your in your gauge of where you're aiming it. Trust in how far you're pulling it back. Trust in the angle of where you have it. And trust that when you let it go, it's not just going to fall down. It's going to go however far distance, whatever area, whatever target. Even if it doesn't hit that target, you still know that it launched itself forward and it's not where it started. For some reason, I just used that scenario. And so it's kind of taking me back to where I'm even starting with. With knowing what to share, when to share, how to share it, with who to share it. And also knowing when not to, when to just absorb it yourself. I feel like many times it can be very ego-based to want to be sharing things with other people, because at that point you're now it's now an extension from what was at one point just within your own self. Now it's extended out into someone else's mind. Now it's extended out into someone else's emotions. Now it's extended out into someone's their logical state of thinking. It's now no longer just in here. It's now out of your control. Many times, this life is only about us controlling our own selves. It's only about us controlling our own selves. And I feel like that's also why it's so important to also just kidding. I'm very mindful when I catch myself saying a word a lot. In one of the episodes, I noticed myself saying like a lot. So I'm constantly growing and flowing through my own growth as I'm making these episodes. So we're only meant to control our own selves. And when we choose to share something out, it doesn't mean that it's not anything personal to anyone at all. Yeah, but the thing is that we don't know where someone's state of mind is, where someone's emotional state is. You may choose to share things with someone, and if you had shared it maybe an hour later, it would have been received a whole lot differently. But maybe within the time that you shared it, because without allowing yourself to think calmly, you just blurted it out, and it wasn't received in the way that it could have if you had just patiently waited and felt that intuitive nudge within you that aligned you with that divine timing when it was actually meant for you to share it, for you to involve somebody else. And what I'm trying to kind of carve at is, at least for my state of thinking, the way that I now choose to share something or not share something, I think of it in the sense where, because we're only in control of ourselves and we can't control somebody else's thoughts, we can't control somebody else's emotions, we can't control how somebody's going to receive something. When you're choosing to share something, now you're placing this thing that you're sharing in their control to now think whatever they want from it, to now absorb it however they're going to absorb it, to now throughout their day they're going to have it in their mind. And are they thinking of it in a positive way? Are they thinking of it in the sense of how you're actually within your own self, that energy that you have within you that's intuitively telling you that this is the right thing, but now you shared it with this other person and now they're putting in their own life experiences into their perception of perceiving it, and now they're coming out of, they're thinking it of it in the sense of fear, like, well, what if this happens, well, what if that, or a sense of also an experience, a past experience of theirs where things didn't work out, and now they're placing that onto your energy of like, well, what if it doesn't work out, well, what if this, well, what if, or those, like, those energies of, it's what if it's too good to be true. And it kind of messes up your own harmony within yourself from that energy that you're receiving, because now it's placed that fear on you, now it's placed that worry on you, now it's placed that energy of too good to be true or what ifs of the negativity. And I feel like that's why it's also so important to think, or not even not think, feel yourself, feel the alignment, get used to and comfortable to 222. It's 222 is what I'm saying. Get used to feeling a lot more, feel the energy of others, feel the energy of your own self in your own internal system of when something's telling you to share, or feel that energy of your internal system of when it's telling you to just stay quiet, that right now is not the right time, right now is not that divine timing, it's not the moment just yet. You still need to launch back. And even if you're right here, that doesn't mean it's ready for you to let go just yet. Even if you've already launched yourself back and you already have the exact angle and the exact distance and the exact position of where you want to launch it, it doesn't mean that it's ready to launch just yet. Sometimes you need to wait just 2 seconds. And that, or that just 1 millisecond, and that 1 millisecond that you waited and you chose to listen to your intuition that told you patience, patience, patience. And once you felt it, that millisecond letter, and you hit it, you realize that it was your intuition guiding you into that divine timing, into that divine alignment. 1 millisecond faster or slower, you could have missed the shot, you could have missed the opportunity. And again, it's not to think of anything in the sense of an actual missed opportunity, it just means that, kind of like when I was talking about being in these two different areas, you didn't miss anything, it's just more practice for you to to tune in to that intuition of when you're feeling it's that right time, or to just feel like it's just learning ourselves all over again, learning our natural instincts, learning our intuition again, learning how to tune in to this frequency that is so attuned with Source and what created us, that we know when we're feeling that nudge to let go, when we're feeling the nudge, the intuitive nudge within ourselves that's telling us it's time to launch forward because this is where you're meant to be. I feel like everything is, this whole entire human experience is just a big map that is, the whole purpose of it is to just come back into ourselves, come more back into ourselves. That's something that I have been realizing so much, where 555, all of these changes of experiences that I have been having in this human experience, all of them have been a part of trying to wheel me back into being who I've always been meant to be, being who I came here as. And then I started to experience these human experiences and it put me back into my shell, or it had me close different parts off of my, about myself, of myself, where it started to, where I began to allow rotten seeds to plant themselves within me and create weeds and create just droughts and create these storms of sadness or storms of just different things that were serving me. To be more in my highest self frequency state. Every single thing is a part of it. You pulling that back, every single pull is all a part of the pull. You can't get a bow and arrow and get from here to here skipping this part right here. You just can't. It's impossible. You just can't. You have to be able to go from here to here to here to here to here until you get to where you need to be. And that kind of also, it goes back to a message that I received in like maybe episode 2. Episode 3, where I'm talking about the letters. It's not about skipping everything between A and Z. It's about experiencing every single letter and what energy every single letter holds. There's no point in skipping from A to Z. It's about the journey. It's not about the destination. It's not about, I'm thinking about like when I was running in track and I didn't just want to get from the starting line to the finish line immediately. It's the run. It was every single moment getting me to that finish line that made the finish line so much more rewarding. It was me pushing through the tiredness, pushing through every single breath. And even at the, when I was so close to the finish line, pulling out whatever extra energy that I had stored and that I would learn to store within myself. The more I ran different relays and had different track meets, I began to learn through that process to store energy for the end. That way, before I'm towards the end, I give it everything I have And it's all of this, all of the effort, all of the... I'm back. My phone storage is storaging. Going back to what I was saying, it's every single moment in between that race that made getting to the finish line so much more rewarding, so much more fulfilling, and it made feeling proud of yourself is such a, it's such a beautiful feeling when you have these feelings of your mind and your body wanting to give up or wanting to just say, I can't anymore, or wanting to really just choose not to continue going, but yet you do, but yet you keep going, but yet you pull some kind of energy force out of you to just continue going and continue running and continue, knowing that there is a finish line there for you to reach, knowing that as soon as you cross this line, you can take a deep breath again and you can calm yourself and you can drink that water and you can just bask in the energy of, I did it. I did it. As much as I wanted to give up, as much as I wanted to stop, as much as I thought I wasn't gonna make it, I pulled through. I did it. 111. I just continued going. That is such a great feeling. That's such a great feeling. And I feel like to have that energy be carried with you throughout life, throughout these human experiences, is something so, so beautiful. It's so beautiful to have this resilience to continue going through life, to continue regardless of what is trying to stop you, what's trying to hold you back, whatever it is. Remember, you are a bow and arrow. It's launching you back because you're meant to be so much more forward. You're meant to be so much more ahead. And again, I always have to remind myself and remind you as I say that, it's not about you falling behind. It's not you. It's not about being physically more ahead or behind. It's not about, there's no distance to measure where any of us are in this human life, because there's no such thing. There's no such thing. There's no one that's ahead of you. There's no one that's behind you. There's no one even next to you to compete with. We're the only ones competing with our own selves, and we're not even competing with ourselves either. It's more so of just a training that has no competition. It's just a friendly little, just to see your own strength, just to see how far you yourself can take yourself in this human experience, how beautiful it is that you can experience everything that it is that you want. There's my little Nova. This human experience, there's no competition. There's no, I'm saying 111 again because I had to cut off the video. It's just you against you. And when we realize that we aren't even against ourselves, we're not meant to be against ourselves, and we're meant to just be in harmony and in flow and in trust and in faith that wherever I'm meant to be, it's because it's serving a purpose. It's serving something that I myself have called to attract to me, towards me, for a reason. And many times, it's these bow and arrows that are appearing in our life because we called them to us. We asked for growth. We asked for healing. We asked for improvement. We asked for higher consciousness to fill ourselves. We asked for all of these things. And sometimes we receive it in the sense of this bow and arrow where we need to take that uncomfortability a little bit to pull ourselves back and trust and let go to be able to know that we're being launched forward. We're being launched forward. And if you believe that and you feel it to be true, then it is. Then it is. Maybe there isn't a bow and arrow coming, but if you believe that, no, this is launching me back because I'm going to launch forward. If you truly believe that and you truly hold true to that feeling, then you just created an arrow to be what it is that shows up for you. Perception creates reality. How you think, how you feel, how you believe. That's exactly what life is going to be for you and continue to be for you until you decide otherwise. It's kind of reminding me of life doesn't give you what you want. It gives you who you are. You want something, embody that. You want people to be more kinder, embody that. You want people to love you more, embody that. You want people It's just you want certain experiences to feel more better. Embody feeling more better. You want to feel better when a heavy experience happens. Will begin to feel that way now. You want to feel healed now. Whatever it is, we need to embody that now. Even if you can't physically see it, it's not, this human experience is not meant for us to be stuck in this physical. We can only see, actually, I don't remember, but we can only see like 1% of the invisible light spectrum. Think about that for a second. We can only see 1% of the physical, of the invisible light spectrum. I don't even know if it's, I said invisible. But if you really think about that, how much, there's way more spiritual than there is physical. There's way more spiritual than there is physical. Just because we physically see something, we're only seeing 1% of what actually exists. So that's, I mean, it just puts into perspective, we should not get caught up in this physical world. We should not get caught up in it. If we can feel something and we can imagine it and we can truly feel it and absorb every single little detail, even smelling the weather, hearing the water, hearing whatever it is that you're imagining, feeling that feeling. A lot of times when I want a certain situation, or not want, when I'm feeling just for lack of a better word, when I'm feeling like I want something to align a certain way or work out for me a certain way, I first feel it within myself and I start to envision what that would look like. What would I be feeling after this happens for me, the way that I would like it to happen for me? What would I be hearing if I want to be hearing somebody tell me, yes, this is something that can be done for you? What does that sound like to hear that being said to me? what I don't know, just any little detail that you can think of to make it real. And a lot of times that's how it happens. That's how it happens to turn out for me. It's just how it does, because we are spiritual beings living a human experience. And it's a matter of having that balance of the spiritual and having the balance within this physical, because at the end of the day, we are still having a human.